50 years ago, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 outlawed discrimination based on race, sex, or religion. In the intervening years, how much progress has our society made in improving racial and social inequality? In November, Carbondale Community Arts held a commemoration of the Civil Rights Act and hosted a Race Card Project installment. The Race Card Project is a national initiative that asks people to talk about their experience with race in 6 words. Today we continue our new WSIU series, The Listening Project. Rory David of Carbondale took part in the CCA Civil Rights Commemoration and shared his 6 words with us.
These are my 6 words. A spiritual and moral misunderstanding. How I interpret it was racism is, first of all, inbred. As we grow up, we are taught to either like something or dislike something. And back in slavery, a lot of it was beaten and bred into us. So you have a culture, a people that was from Africa, came to America, an unknown territory, and beaten and broken down spiritually, physically, and mentally, and taught what to like and what not to like. And according to how those people were beaten, the ones that did the beating, they actually gave it to the people in a bad way. According to the Bible, they say that those of black skin were considered leopards, and being a leopard was considered bad. So that's a form of way of to influence a person. So you have a way of like that. And then morally, you know, no one's born racist. No one's born to hate anything. Our human nature is natural. You know, when you grow up, when you cry as a baby, you cry because either you're hungry or you need to get diaper change. So morally, as a people, we were taught to either like or dislike something. And if this has been bred through us through centuries, it becomes not only a mental thing, but a genetic thing. Like, a lot of stuff is hidden. A lot of stuff is hidden in our genetics to behave a certain way. And it's hard for people to change when this is what all you know in your history, in your DNA, when people were hung. They would take the women and children in front of the hanging and show them why a male was hanging. And they would tell the woman to teach the kids to fear them. So that becomes a genetically thing. It's not something that's, I would say, given to us randomly in generations, but it's something that's been embedded from us since day one being sent here. So racism is a genetic thing. It's not what I would say a way of living no more. It's what I would say a faith. Coming from the South, I'm from the South, so this is something that's normal. You know, you have racism and it's seen, and it's, you know, the best to me, my experience growing up, I could better accept someone who's openly racist than someone who's hiddenly racist, because at least we're straight up with each other. If we're straight up, I know how you think, you know how I think. I know how to handle you now. I know how to deal with you now. No one likes a snake. Someone who pretends to be a certain way, but then when your back is turned or when they have any opportunity, they will cut you down and bite you. So what I would like someone to take from it is to look within themselves, really look within themselves and become a better person. Regardless of what the situation is, don't judge nobody because of a race or because of the color. Because first of all, it's not a race, it's a ethnicity. We try to base it on race, but it's not about a race. Because we're all part of the same race, and that's the human race. Now, I would hope that people would improve, grow, become more enlightened, and have better judgment. But that's my wishful thinking. That's my hope. And sometimes, like all hope, sometimes it wins, sometimes you lose.
That's Rory David. His story was recorded on November 8, 2014, during the Carbondale Community Arts University commemoration of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. WSIU's The Listening Project chronicles the stories, experiences, and history of the people who call this region home.